From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. When you think of medicine these days, you think of technology. But Mary Shedden of Health News Florida talks with a group of nurses who are making a point of stepping away from technology.
Lynn Payne has treated countless patients in her 8 years at Meese Dunedin Hospital, like one particularly grumpy and demanding woman.
She was my patient, and I knew, you know, people would roll their eyes, oh no, it's so-and-so again calling. And I decided just to go in there and talk to her. I just sat down, held her hand, and I said, would you like to talk? And she told me the story, how she got sick and how she was a special education teacher, how she missed her children. She had just gained custody of her two granddaughters who were being abused because her daughter died a year before.
That 10-minute conversation changed the woman's demeanor and Payne's attitude.
I couldn't believe she was telling me this story, and we never even knew anything about her. We just saw her as somebody who was taking up a lot of our time.
For 27 years, the Florida Nurses Association has honored stories about these personal healing connections. Nurses statewide submit essays, and winners share their experiences at an annual conference held this year in Safety Harbor. Patricia Lear is a professor at Florida Atlantic University. She says nurses have a unique opportunity to connect with patients and families as part of their work. But that's hard to remember when you spend every shift monitoring the medical side of 6 or 7 patients at one time.
And the way our system has gone is more in the direction of numbers. You know, the technology, the high-tech piece of it has overshadowed the story. And when we miss the story, we miss the essence of who the patient is, and we miss what matters to them.
Teresa Birmingham works on a trauma unit at Tampa General Hospital. She helped a patient's daughter realize she was too overwhelmed to be her elderly mother's caregiver 24 hours a day.
Dentures were black. She wasn't eating. She couldn't talk, couldn't feed herself. She was incontinent. The doctor said that she was going to go home. I had an intuition that something was wrong, that she was being neglected. I was trying to basically pray that for some kind of answer because I want to protect Mrs. P.
Birmingham spent time talking with the patient, the daughter, and other family members. That connection allowed her to gain the trust of a relative who confirmed the suspicions. It also allowed her to gently suggest that the daughter needed extra help. Birmingham, a 10-year nursing veteran, says she didn't always think personal connections would be so important to her job.
As a new nurse, you think you pass meds, you know, you do your assessment, but there's a larger aspect of nursing that is concentrated on the social aspect of it and patients' feelings, your empathy. We all can get a 4.0 grade point average. But then if you can't talk with family, it gets you nowhere.
I think that the personal side is the core of what nursing is. And if nurses don't experience that personal side, that's what leads to dissatisfaction and burnout.
That's Willa Fuller. She's director of the Orlando-based Florida Nurses Association. It's impossible to measure how the personal touch affects patient health or cost. Lear says it's a mistake to discount the value of listening and connecting.
I think that stories are connected to the bottom line. And so I think to miss that idea is to miss a huge piece of what could make a difference for patients.
Lynn Payne agrees. She got a handwritten card from that once grumpy patient when the woman improved enough to be released to a rehabilitation center.
You just have to feel for them. I mean, you do. You see their tears. You see what happens. You see what happens when a patient gets a diagnosis of cancer and what it does to the family. You know, you cannot be a good nurse without understanding what that patient feels and without having feeling.
For Health News Florida, I'm Mary Shedden.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?